Thank you for tuning around the world. What you do right now is share this broadcast right this minute. It's important. And happy new year. Something good is taking place. This is 2021, the year of the God kind. What we are talking about is, it is a year where those who are spiritual are going to survive. It is that year that doors are opening for those who are spiritual. There's something that happened just a week before going for the IPPC with Pastor Chris Oyagilome. And before we left for IPPC, we were supposed to leave for Greece. To be specific, Thessalonique, where the book of Thessalonians was written to. And some would say it was written while Paul was there. So it is one of the only two books that are specific about the rapture. Of course, you get Matthew talk about it. We understand that. But we're not talking about Corinthians and Thessalonians. That's what are we talking about? So we're supposed to go to Thessalonica and then Corinth, but because of what's happening around the world with the pandemic, what they did was they closed the towns. In other words, you could fly in, but you couldn't go to the towns. You can't move from one town to the other. So you land at the airport, you can only go to Thessalonica town, and you are closed in. You can't even go to Corinth. All right, so it became very difficult for us to say, if we go there, that's what is going to happen. So we decided we won't go there. So when we started praying about which one are we going to stay, in Corinth or in Thessalonica, where are we going to put our Miracle TV and Good News TV studio so we can broadcast from the headquarters of the rapture? What happened was God began to minister to me about the move this year to set up those studios in that location. You and most people don't realize that 100%, they think 100% of all biblical sites are in Israel. That's good for the Old Testament, but mostly New Testament is Greece, where you get Patmos, all right? You have where the book of Revelation was written, too. You have where Paul and was in jail, and the angel delivered him. And you also have Philippi, which is actually just near that location, which we get the name Philippians. And when we get the Bereans that Paul refers to, then we get Corinth, we get Athens. We have a lot of, we have Crete, all right? We have Thessalonica, as I mentioned earlier on. So you have a whole lot of locations in Greece. So that's where we're going to set up our camp, so that we broadcast from there. Now watch this. So when I was in prayer, just talking to God about this whole move and what it means and preparing for the first flight, the rapture, and God ministered to me something. He said, you have to prepare our people for 2021, yes, which will be the year of the God kind. Listen, the year meant for those who live the spiritual life, not the carnal one, the spiritual life. Now, you see, this is the year, and that year is the year of preparation. Amen. The year of the God kind, where we prepare for that first flight. Come on, Major. And I said, okay, how do we prepare for this? Said, in 2021, which is this year you are in. And remember, a year is not a year. It doesn't even know it's a year. It's an inanimate season of time, period of time. And as you know, that scientists have never measured time. They measure the passage of time. In other words, they really don't know what time it is. They just know the passage of time. That's why different time zones exist in every country. That's why you push back your time in summer or in winter, and you add more hours and stuff like that, just so that your watch will say a certain time. That tells you there is no one specific time. They are measuring the passage of time. So the year doesn't know it's a year until it's declared by God that it's a year of this. That means the season begin to acclimatize to the ancient words of God. But in that moment, God spoke to me something very, very profound. He said, in 2021, I want to tell you what they will do in 2021. In other words, he was saying, what can you do in 2021? What you should do in 2021? You see, when you have a year that is already prophesied and a path that is already charted, you already know, I walk like this, I move like this. In fact, tell somebody I'm live right this minute. Tell somebody I'm live this minute. And it's very, very, very paramount that you actually watch this, listen to what's happening right this minute. Something good is going to take place, and you ought to be part and parcel of this. So what to do in 2021? Now, I remember as I began to pray, and the angel of the Lord ministered to me and said, this is what the Lord said. You should tell the people that want to know what to do in 2021. He began to minister to me something that I thought I already knew. You know, there is a certain thing in God. This is true. There is a certain level in God where he gives you something that is so simple that you think, oh my God, but I knew it. And then you get to the depth of it, you say, wait a minute. I might have known it, but I never practiced it. Or I practiced it, but I did not really quite practice it. He said, my people miss their mysteries. He gave me three mysteries. He said, there is a mystery of prayer.
Amen.
Then he said, there is a mystery of gatekeepers. Then he said, there is a mystery of gates. He said, people have no idea that there is such a thing as a mystery. And most people who have that idea consider it a deliverance ministry. That, oh, I need to be delivered. I need to be delivered. The reality is there is a revelation, a mystery. And the word mystery there is the word mysterion. It doesn't mean a secret. It means something that is entered by those with revelation. It's not restricted to two people, three people, or four people. No. It is restricted to just revelation. You shall know the truth. Not shall be given the truth. You shall know it. You shall become aware of it. You shall be acquainted with the truth. Then the truth you know shall set you free. Not the truth. The truth has no ability to set anyone free. I know you didn't hear me. The truth has no ability to set anyone free. It is the truth you know that sets you free. Before I get to this following weeks where I will be telling you what the future holds, what is going to happen in 2021, I want to deal with this fact first. What to do in 2021 to live this God kind of life. Lando se pregtakabunsia. Are you hearing me? Something are getting it. Some people are getting it. Matthew 7, verse number 7. I'll start from there. Are you hearing this?
Yes.
It says, ask and it shall be given to you. Mystery of doors, number one. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Now hear this. When people hear this sentence, they say, oh, I already know that verse. It's talking about one person. This is one sentence for one person. Now hear this. Ask if you ask. Now I'm giving you this. In the angel version. Ask and it shall be given to you. And if you don't ask, you need to seek. And if you seek, you will find. But when you find the door, they didn't get it. Ask for what you shall look for. Then you shall be given way to seek it. And while you are seeking it, you will find a door. And inside that door, you will find the thing you're looking for. But, watch this. But when you get to that door, you don't open the door. No, they didn't miss. They missed it. I knew you were going to miss this. You never open the door. Somebody will open the door. That means, watch this. That means it. That means when you get to a certain door, there are certain doors that there is a person already in that realm behind the door. The door has no knob for you to open. The only thing you can do is push, but it's locked. So what then you need to do is to knock, and somebody on the inside has to hear the sincerity in your knock and open it for you. So I ask, and I'll be told there is the way where you can find it. And then I get to the way, and I start seeking it. When I seek it, I get to a door. And inside the door is the thing that I asked for and that I was seeking for, that I sought for years. But I found the gate. I found the door. Now I need to open the door to get in. But I can't open the door. There is somebody already there who is on the inside that has the ability to find the knob and open it for me. And there you go. It's open. Now. Watch this. Can I preach it like I'm feeling it? Now, I'm doing the best that I can. So Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened. Now I want you to see something very, very profound. Now, here it says, for the few that ask, receive. Oh, you didn't hear that. That's not what the scripture is saying. For the few that ask, receive. No. For everyone. See. This mystery is for everyone. Wow. It's not for the few. It's not for the apostle. It's not for the prophet. It's not for the evangelist. It's not for the teacher or the pastor. It's for everyone that asks, receives. The one who seeks. So you can get to a point where you ask and you receive the way, but you won't take the way. Now the Bible says if you ask, you will definitely be told where to find what you're looking for. But then when you get to it, you need to seek, for everyone who seeks finds the door. And to the one who knocks, notice everyone, one who seeks, one who knocks. That means it opened for everyone. But the Bible knows not everyone is going. I wish I had people now. Because you see, it says it is open for everyone. You see, for everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who is there to ask will receive. But the one who seeks finds. Out of the everyone, one who seeks will find. So not everyone finds. Everyone, it's free for everyone. But few that ask, find it. I wish you were here. I wish you could. Listen, share this broadcast right now before we get to another location. Share this one right now. And we are on Miracle TV. We are on Good News TV. We are on Miracle TV Africa, Miracle TV Asia, Miracle TV India, Miracle TV Arab World. We are everywhere. We are on 596 Sky TV. That's the biggest platform in Europe. And we are the most watched right now when it comes to our live broadcast on TV right now on that platform. Now, watch this. For everyone who seeks, what happens? Receives. The one who seeks, finds. To the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Watch this now. Are you getting this? Oh, you have gone home. Which of you? Oh, you're already home. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? In other words, he's saying, whatever you ask, I'm a good God that nothing like that will ever happen. Now, I want you to go to 8. For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. The one who knocks, the door will be opened. So this mystery is for everybody. Everybody who does what? Who knocks. Everybody who was seeks, the door will be opened. Now, so it's for everyone. It's for the one who knocks. It's for the door. And the door might be opened. No, will be opened. I feel this. Now, so the problem that we find is that we have no idea how to recognize doors and gates. I wish you were here right now. So we have no idea how to recognize gates and doors. Are you here? Are you flowing with me? Now, so what do we do? What do we do to recognize gates? Now, a man can be moving with a curriculum vitae full of degrees from one end to the other. Full of degrees from one end to the other. A man can do that. Can be a professor. Can be a medical doctor. Can be a medical profession. Can be everything. One man will be working with no job whatsoever. Oh, you're not hearing me. With no work, no job, no profession, nothing. One man. You wonder what happened. The people who are less qualified than him are at work.
That's right.
Reality is that same person has failed to recognize a door or a gate. Because the mystery of gates is simple. It can actually be a gate in the realm of the spirit, and it can actually be a person. So you can keep a person's number on your phone, not knowing that they are a door. You can fight your door in order to defend another door. That's why you find me when it comes to people, I always tell my members, don't fight anybody who is fighting me. Don't. Amen. Why? Because I don't want you to fight a door trying to defend this door.
Come on, Major. Come on.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I wish you were hearing me.
Yes, sir.
Now, so a person can be a door. A church can be a door.
Oh.
A country can be a door.
Oh.
A house can be a door.
Oh.
Listen, where women are doors.
Come on.
Even Jesus needed a door to come to earth.
Hey. Come on.
God could not skip Mary.
Wow.
No matter how powerful God was, he could not skip Mary.
Wow.
In fact, he asked for permission.
Hey.
And Mary said, let it be unto me, as you have just said. Now, I want you to see this. So if God requires a door, this is what the Lord ministered to me. See, when I saw that angel, I said, doors can be human beings. Women are doors. Men are doors. And I've been trying to get to see if there is other men of God that have ministered on, and I've seen some few. But you need to understand one thing. To recognize that even God from heaven required a door called Mary to come here. Jesus went in, borrowed flesh from a woman, so he can be a human being, because he understood doors. But they are also gate stoppers.
Amen.
As much as they are gatekeepers and gates, they are also gate stoppers.
Wow.
Said a woman travailing in birth for a male child. See? And the woman is about to give birth. And the Bible says, and the dragon was waiting in order to drown that child. So the dragon knew what the gate was. Hey. So the enemy is ready to close your eyes to see a gate.
Wow.
Oh, you're not getting me.
Come on.
See, in the book of Acts, it tells us that the apostle got to the big gate, and the gate opened by itself, being accompanied by an angel. Yes. So was it the gate leading to a city? You're not hearing. That means it gave access to the city. He talks about Lazarus, how he's set by the gate of the rich man. He knew if I sit here, the people entering here might give me something. He knew his gate. And a gate called Beautiful. The apostles were passing, and there was a man there waiting to beg alms. And did he get alms? No. He got his healing. That was the get. That temple was the get. And the synagogue was the get. And the apostles were gets. And if you wanna know deeper, he's begging, although it wasn't scriptural, was a get. Because it is in his begging that they waited and said, money have I not, but what I have, I give unto you. That means he showed that there was a sign. Oh, you're not getting me now. You're not getting me. So there are gates that are out there. People that can push you to your next destination. People that can transport you, uplift you from here to there. But you have ignored those people. You have played around with those people. You have fought those people. You have actually undermined those people. So you need to master the art of recognizing doors. Now, every man of God that you meet, they will give you an account of how Brother Kenneth Hagin changed their lives. Amen. How he was the father, the modern day father of faith. And if you'd listen to Kenneth Hagin, you would hear faith oozing out of him. I'm talking about oozing out of him. He spoke faith at any given time. He might be talking about money, he might be talking about healing. It was faith. Why? Because Kenneth Hagin was not a human being. Kenneth Hagin was a get. And while this he was a get, there are books written against him. There are articles written against him. You wonder, why would you write about Kenneth Hagin? No, they closed their eyes to what a get was. Watch this. Rhema Bible College. Around the whole world. Ministers that you meet, they will say, I did it at Rhema. Oral Roberts was a get. Oral Roberts University. One of the first few men of God to have these universities. Landmark universities. What about Pat Robertson with 700 Club? And with his university, one of the most prestigious universities owned by him. What is happening is he's a get to somewhere. So God has put men and women of God, children of God, male and female, in locations to be your get.
Amen.
And everyone is a get to somewhere.
Amen.
If you show me your bank account or you show me your bank balance, I will show you the get you failed to enter. If you show me where you stay and I stand outside like this before I enter your house, just by looking at what is around, I can tell you there are gets you failed to honor. Your life is a reflection of the gets you honored and the doors you failed to honor. Your bank account is a reflection of the door you opened and the door you did not open. Or rather, the door that was opened to you. Now. It says, ask and you shall find. Knock, seek and you shall find. Ask and you shall receive. And seek, you shall find. And knock, the door shall be open. Not you shall open. The door shall be open. That means there are realms in God, depth in God, that you can only find when a man of God opens for you. You bet, angel is a door and a get to the prophetic.
That's right. Come on.
See, this is why we have a lot of registrations and a lot of people that can tell you this because of angel. I'm where I am in the prophetic.
Right.
Now, the reason why we have the highest number of people influenced by Hubert Angel in the prophetic is because Hubert Angel is a get.
Yes, sir.
And you can choose to discuss that get. You can choose to disobey that get. You can choose to fight that get. Yes, and you will never succeed. It's just right. Normal.
That's right.
Now. There are gets that have helped me in my walk with Christ. There are gets. I don't know if you understand.
That's right.
There are gets that I walked into. Gets. People that have pushed me to go to another level.
Come on, man.
People that have opened their doors for me to get to another level. People that have left their comfort and said, all right, I'm going to do this for you to bring this. Are you hearing this?
Yes,
we were 79 branches. We are now 167.
Right.
Now watch this. There is a get that caused it to happen.
Come on.
We were only having 16 people in London. Grew to 20. and went to 80. And one meeting, we had all these branches, London, Birmingham, Manchester. We had a lot of branches. Zimbabwe had 5,000 members. But London, when my wife moved there, 16 people, moved to 80, moved to around 200. And then I went to meet Pastor Chris. And the first week, we were 200 again. And then we went second week, 400. Third week, we're now recording 700, 800, 700. It just quadrupled. Watch this. Watch this. And the nice thing we do is we have our mic, the way we ask, where do you come from? Where do you come from? And guess what? Not one is from Pastor Chris Church. That then tells you there is a gate that is open. Watch this. The other thing is, we ask the question, if you watch our program, we ask the question, where did you watch us? Who told us you to come here? And all of them, I watched it on Miracle TV. I watched it on Good News TV. We're like, how were these people blind before this time? Were you not able to see or to watch my programs before that time? No. There was a gate I had not opened. I opened the African gate. I opened New Zealand gate. I opened American gates. I opened the Caribbean gates. I just had not opened the London gate. It required somebody who could push it up to another level. And that was my gate to get there. So people are gates. People are gates. John G. Lake was a gate to the healing ministry. How in Spokane, that Spokane became the healthiest city on earth. Why was it the healthiest city on earth? It became the healthiest city on earth. How? Because one man was in there. I was on Faith TV in Britain. Faith TV, and it was all over the place. Faith TV was showing Africa. We were like, what, 40, 50? Then we moved it to 100. Then we moved it to 400. All right? But just imagine that there needed to be a gate that would say, be in this location, be in this location. And I went to Zimbabwe. I ministered for an apostle called Apostle Java. Apostle B. Jao, Basri Jao. And as I ministered in that location, I never had a dream to be in Zimbabwe to do ministry. But that man gave me access to Zimbabwe.
Wow.
See, when you are reintroduced to your country by somebody.
Wow.
I don't know if you're getting this.
Yes,
I don't know if you're getting this.
Yes,
and I'm sitting in there, and another man of God comes in, says, no. There is a man of God who wants to see this man. I'm like, I've never seen nothing. I said, oh, let me go. And then I was invited to Prophet Makandiwa's church at the City Sports Stadium, full capacity. And I'm in there ministering. And he says, come back to Zimbabwe. And I'd never thought about it. But that became my get to that country. When I got to that country, that became my get to other countries. So there are gets that you can never ignore.
Right.
I don't know if you're hearing this.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're hearing this.
Right.
There are gates you can never ignore. Now, you say, okay, how can I see my gate? Listen, gates are always in front of you. They're always in front of you. The problem is you undermine a gate because of something you carry or something you're anointed with. You know, you can be an excellent teacher. And an evangelist takes you. And that evangelist, you think, what can he do?
Ooh.
Then that evangelist has access to a door, and he has a door, and he's a door to you. I don't know if you're getting this.
Yes,
I don't know if you're getting this.
Yes,
I would not have gone to Congo if it wasn't for a young prophet who said, I want to submit to you. I had never thought of Congo.
Right.
Never. French. And I'm thinking, what would I be speaking in? And one young prophet took me and said, oh, prophet, I just want you to come to my country. I could have said, no, I'm too big for this. I fill up stadiums. I do this. Let me tell you one thing. Not like that. Never.
That's right.
But he did that because I was already in Zimbabwe. He knew I was here. He had watched Faith TV, but did he take me from that time? No. And I got into Congo because of one young man. He had no church.
Right. That's right.
Not a single church.
Right.
I could have said, I'm too big to go there. I'm already on TV. Look at my programs. No, I did not. That was my get to get there. Some people don't get this, you know. Because what can be your get? Like in the issue of Zimbabwe, you can be in Zimbabwe or you can be in South Africa, and the people start to attack you from that angle. You think this is a problem. No, 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 no. Some gets make noise.
Ooh.
Watch this now. Watch this now. So that get hours in Zimbabwe like that, and attacks begin to come. Listen, persecution began to come, and it went around the world. And when it went around the world, people said, who is this angel? No. And when they started going on YouTube, he does this. He does this. Then the whole thing, as the Bible says, and Jesus' fame was noised abroad. Notice, it wasn't, when you look at the word noise, the way it was constructed, it means somebody gave it out to people. But another meaning of it is, it was distorted abroad. In other words, they were saying, come look at a person who is pretending. And looking for that person who was pretending, people said, oh my God, he might actually be the Messiah the way he's doing. For no man can do the things that you do. Nicodemus came Nicodemusly to Jesus and said, no man can do the things you do unless it is the Lord. And Peter said, thou art the Christ. What had happened for Nicodemus to come? The fame of Jesus was noised abroad. What about William Marion Branham? When he began to minister and began to call people by name, call people by address, explain the mountains that are in their view from their kitchen windows, and talking about medication that is on the windowsills, breeding medication, a man who never went to school, and he could see in the realm of the spirit, and people were saying, this ought to be the devil. And some said, you are definitely a man of God. What happened? What happened there? Some saw a get, and some wanted to close it. So you got to understand something about gets. There are mysteries you need to keep. Men of God, you need to keep. Women of God, you need to keep.
Amen.
Countries you need to serve in.
Come on.
Oh. So Zimbabwe was my get as a country. I don't know if you're getting this.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand?
Yes.
The young prophet in Congo was my get as a as a prophet.
Wow.
Pastor Chris was my get.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now notice. I'm mentioning people who are bigger than me. Okay? And I've just mentioned the young prophet.
That's right.
Who, in all standards of, or in all explanation of the word, he was lower than me, but he is a get.
Amen.
Amen.
This is deep.
I don't know if you are getting this.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing this?
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing this?
Yes, sir.
We have a comment here, sir, that says, these effects, sir, from the time I started listening to you, my gates have not just opened in my ministry, but in my finances as well. Thank you for being my gate.
Do you understand this? This is, listen, this is happening everywhere. We meet people. When Pastor Ricky here will be standing there in church giving testimony, this one who has been healed of cancer, this one has been healed of, what do you think that is? That means I have become the gateway to their miracle.
That's right.
So one thing the angel minister to me says, the people have a problem. They are busy looking for a get. But in order for you to see the get and open the get, recognize whose gate are you. No. They didn't get it. So for you to recognize the other gates, the first thing you need to do is, what gate am I? And for who am I here? Who am I here for? What get am I? Who am I supposed to open the access to? The Bible says, be as wise as a serpent and as peaceful as a dove.
Yes, sir.
There are people who enter through the gate. And when they get there, they fail to be doves. And I've met many. The reason why I don't talk about them and I don't fight them, I don't oppose them is, I'm focused on the things that I need to do.
Amen.
I'm focused. Now hear this. Hear this. So there are people who are sent by God to open gates. And then there are people who are gates to a country. That if you fail to honor that get, then they are gets to a dispensation.
Ah.
They are gets to a dispensation. That if you don't get to that dispensation and go, boom, that's the my dispensation, and that's the leader of the dispensation, you fail. Yeah.
Mm. Come on, sir.
I don't know if you are getting this.
Yes,
my wife ministered on this issue of Moses on the mountain, on the mountaintop, and the Israelite army in the valley. Are you hearing this?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And they are fighting there. Weapons are drawn. And they are fighting. And every now and then, Moses is standing up. Landu sacrobais. Moses is standing up. Are you hearing me, somebody?
Yes.
Moses is standing up. But there are two guys, and Aaron.
Mm. Come on.
And they are seeing the battle being won 1 minute and a battle being lost the other. And they turn to Moses and be like,
hey.
Moses,
hey.
Say something.
Let's go.
Do something. Do something. I'm just sitting here. But say,
yeah.
What we are seeing here. Because you see, from the place where Moses is sitting, he has no idea what's happening in the valley. But Aaron are right there looking.
Ooh.
And they don't understand why the prophet is at easy. And it so happens that there is a scripture in the Bible that says, woe are you who are at easy in Zion. So it seems as if Moses was just at easy in Zion. I wish I could talk to you now. And he's sitting there, and Aaron are like, Aaron, do you see what's happening? Aaron is like, I don't know what's taking place, man. We are losing. They look at Moses. Moses is quiet. He's not saying anything. Aaron is like, hey, Moses seems to be not here. You know, I wish you could be a fly on the wall. A fly on the stones. and see what's taking place. The guy is sitting down. He's tired. He's sitting down. He can't see the valley. Aaron and A are seeing the valley. And they see they are losing 1 minute. Then the second half a minute, they seem to be winning. They're like, the prophet is here. You don't talk to your God, please. You know, they're just saying it in their heads. Then A is like, wait. Look at Aaron. Look at this man. Look, he's raising his hands. He's lowering his hands. They start looking for the correlation between the battlefront and the raising of the hands and the lowering of the hands. And Aaron is like, hey, something is taking place here. It seems as if, check what is happening. I'll tell you what's happening here. I'll tell you when they start winning. And you tell me what the prophet is doing. And Moses is hush. He's silent. He's not talking nothing. He is quiet. It seems as if he doesn't know there is a battle, and he doesn't know there is Aaron and Hair. And he says, we are winning. What's happening with the men? What's happening with the prophet? What's happening with prophet angel? Sorry, with men. No, what's happening? He said, wait a minute. Hey. It seems as if we are winning. We're winning. What's happening? He says, he's raising his hands. He said, okay. Please. That's the trick. So, he's just lowered his hands though. So, we are losing here. So, let's do it for the second time. Let's do it for the second time. You look, I will also be the one to tell you what's taking place in the valley. He's saying, okay, you check the hands. I check the battle. And boom, he checks the battle. What is happening? He's raising his hands. Say, we are winning. Just tell me what's happening. I'll tell you. Third time. Say, now you do it the third time so we can, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, the truth will be established. So, we want to establish this truth. Are we winning because of Moses' hands? He says, yes, we are winning. He says, sir, the more you raise your hands, sir, we're winning. And Moses is hush. He's not talking. They said, what do we do? Said, the old man is not talking, brother. Let's just raise his hands ourselves. So they begin to support his hands. What is Moses? He is a gate. You're not hearing me. He is the door. He's opening the door. So there are men that can raise their hands in a country, and a country's economy begins to change.
Come on.
Ask Elijah. What happened? He said, tomorrow by this time, he changed the price on the stock market. Hey. One man distributed food before it appeared.
Come on.
He said, there will be flour here. There will be food here. But you will not eat it. You are distributing food that is not there. Yes, because I'm a gate. Notice that the gate of the city was closed. And they are closed the gate and they think they will suffer because the gate is closed. Mm. But that's a physical gate. They are in the same town with the spiritual gate.
Come on.
And the king is thinking, let's kill the spiritual gate.
Oh.
I wish you understand what to do in 2021. Recognize your gate.
Hey. Yeah.
And number two, recognize whose gate you are. Now, I don't know if you're hearing this. I don't know if you're hearing it. He raises his hands and says, are we winning? Say, yes, sir. We are winning. We are taking over. This battle is over. The moment we raise like this and they're raising like this, going like, it's working. It's working. Hey, it's like it's working. Say, we, as long as we do this. And they defeated the enemy based on the hands of a man. But look at this. If the people who were holding the sword would have looked up and seen Moses sitting and say, you see, you think he's our master. What kind of prophet is this? He's sitting there doing nothing. Lazy, 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 lazy. He's just waiting for an offering. Hey! Do you know Moses was so dangerous that when two guys wanted to give an offering to God, he refused. He went to God and said, God, these people who are about to give you an offering have not given me even a donkey.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're hearing me. Imagine a man who says, God, you can't receive an offering until I receive. You're missing this one now. He said, why would you accept their offering when they have not even given me anything? Say, but that was Old Testament. The Bible says, how can you love the God you have not seen? When you can't love your own. You're getting it. Now, if they had looked up and seen the prophet sitting down, they'll be like, oh, he's driving a Mercedes Benz. Hey! He drives this nonsense. He drives this, Ferrari. He is driving this. What kind of man of God is this? What kind of man of God sits when people are in a battle? I wish you were listening. The mystery of gates. What kind of a man of God lives in a house like this? What type of... is a crook. Moses was sitting down. He said, me relaxing causes you to win. Hey! I wish you could hear this. And the Bible says, when the children of Israel went out of Egypt, they went out in fire. I see when you hear that, when you read that like that, in the original rendering, what you see is in fire, but it means in their ranks, in their social stratification. God didn't just say, Exodus! And those with big strides were running to the front. God said, no, 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 no. Who is the boss here? You. Who is assistant boss? This one. Said they went out in ranks. You were not... you.
Come on.
You were not coming from just low, 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 low level and just standing by the side of Moses and like, yeah, let's cross. No. Says they went out in rank. God said, when I open the waters, we start with the higher stratification. The bigger ones in society, let them walk in first.
Amen.
Who do you think that's what God would do? You would think God is fair. He will just give you everyone. Most people have no idea what will happen when we come back during the millennial. And I'll talk about the millennial reign another time. The millennial reign, when it comes, we have governments, not China as you know it, not Britain as you know it. Let me just explain. The president will not be Boris Johnson.
Come on.
Or whosoever is going to be ruling at that time, if rapture tarries. No.
Come on.
It's going to be a person from above. No, they didn't get it.
Oh.
It's the Christians that have come in with Christ that are going to be presidents of countries.
Oh, come on.
It is a 1,000 years of peace. You say, men of God, what about the buildings that we are building? Those ones, if we want to make them memorials where we pass by. You see, when the rapture takes place, do you know what happens immediately? The government will begin to force houses and properties to be owned by the government. So they can have full control of the people.
Wow.
So when you come back, your house will not be yours. It had already been taken by the government. But now, my prophet, wait a minute, what do you mean? But when we come in, we disperse them. And we take charge, and every country is controlled by a real Christian from heaven. Wow. But men of God, what about the people that will be Christians at that time? Those ones that will be Christians at that time, they will not be Christians per se in that sense. They will be carnal beings that can use their sensory perception to see God, to sense God. They know who he is, but they can't get him in the spirit like this. And when they want to go to Israel, they take a flight. But when we want to go to Israel, it's by speed of thought. So they will be walking with us. And when I say I'm going home, they just see in a flash of a moment I'm gone. But they need to wait for the minibus. You didn't hear me. They still need an Uber. You didn't get what I'm talking about. So anyway, let me just flow a little bit so you understand. So when you think we're going to be poor here, even when we come here, there'll be files and ranks. They are territorial commanders. Pastor Chris got into London, and it was cold that day, and he got in there, and people around him everywhere, and it was cold. He said, God, your son is in town.
Come on.
Change the weather for me. He called the rice, and the sun popped up like that.
Wow.
He walked. They went in their car. Got to the location. When I got to the location, he comes out, he says, God, I know your people, the British people. They like this, their weather. Please bring it back. And just make me warm.
Come on.
In a split second, the sun goes back.
Come on.
One man.
Come on.
Controlling the elements.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
They told me and my wife, your son has Down syndrome, and you got to do something. When he was in the womb, they said, abort him. Mm. When he came out, they said, can't you see? Mm. He has Down syndrome. We said, never.
Amen.
We'll never agree with it.
Amen.
No medication we are taking.
Mm.
We're not doing nothing like that.
Mm.
What causes that kind of rise? Mm. That kind of audacity in faith? When you know what gate you are.
Amen.
What causes that? What causes that?
Amen.
What causes it? You call a rise. You call a rise and begin to rise. Why? You have recognized. William Marion Branham would speak with angels. In front of everyone, like he's here.
Come on.
One time, the angel appeared, and I was with Hugh Jane. I said, the angel that I speak to is here right this minute.
Amen.
Just a young boy.
Amen.
Just a young boy.
Amen.
To open his eyes to see what I see.
Amen.
See, when your children and your wife begin to believe what you believe, it's because they've experienced it. It's very difficult for a wife to pretend. Trust me on it. Very difficult. Your wife would tell the whole world you're not a man of God. Just by sitting there looking like this. She would tell the whole world this one is not a man of God. I don't even believe. I went to a place called Sheffield, in fact Rotherham in Sheffield. And I was ministering. And in those days I was a little bit immature. I was seeing like I see. Now, even more. And as I prophesied, I called a woman in the back. I said, you need to correct your character. Very bad. And I looked at the faces of people. They looked back and looked down. And began to whisper to each other. I said, hey, maybe she's an ushering leader. Maybe she's the worship team leader. I begin, silence. You could hear a pin drop.
Oh.
I caused it to rise. I entered deeper.
Oh.
And the pastor is like, yes, yes, I'm like, it's only the pastor here. It's after the service that he came to me to thank me. He said, that was my wife. Said, all you said was 100%. She transformed their life. The man said, you saved my life. You were the door.
Wow.
I had no idea who that person was. I was young. I could have done it in a more professional way and also mature way, spiritual way, where I would take somebody like that with that authority. But I had no idea that this person, although the husband is here and invited me, that woman was also my door to that church. Because she could have said no. So I opposed my door in front of everyone. Told them the truth in a wrong way. It was bad. It was bad. Now hear this. Hear this. Hear this. Are you hearing this?
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing this?
Yes, sir.
So there are men that are gets. Smith Wigglesworth was a get. In fact, he died of heart attack. In fact, when I say heart attack, I don't mean heart attack like heart attack. Heartbreak. He had prayed for people. Smith was different. One time, a mother grabbed a crippled little baby while he was holding the pulpit like this. And he began to minister. As he began to minister on faith, minister on faith. A mother with a crippled child ran to the podium and left the crippled child with the legs contorted like this. Smith Wigglesworth kicked the baby off the stage and said, off my stage, you faithless, faithless thing. When the baby landed on two legs.
Hey, come on.
Think about the ministers that are waiting there. He becomes a get. One woman passed away, and Smith Wigglesworth was called to the place. He went there. He didn't even know there was anything happening there. He got there and said, the woman is dead. And we are burying her. She's right there, and the lady there, covered there with everything that... Not like somebody fainted, collapsed. No. We're talking about dead. Doctors have said this is dead. Everyone is there for funeral. He said, can I pray for the lady? He said, yes. He grabbed the whole body, carried it against the wall, pressed it against the wall, slapped it.
Whoa.
Came back to life.
Hey.
Not after 2 hours. No more.
Whoa.
Not after four, not after five. No. According to records, it's actually days. Now imagine the man is beating up a corpse.
Hey.
And they asked him later, I said, why were you beating up the corpse? He said, I wasn't beating up the corpse. It was just in the way. I was beating the devil. He said, I was beating the devil, but the body was in the way. What kind of thing is this?
Whoa.
That's when you meet gets.
Come on.
People that push you into another level.
Yeah.
The gate of the prophetic have opened. If you look at the way, the trend that has been set in the prophetic, right, you realize, oh my God.
Right.
What is taking place? Somebody is a get.
Amen.
A get to go to where you want to get to. You need a get. I don't know if you're getting this.
Yes.
Some people are getting it. Some people are getting it. Some people are getting it. What? What on earth is this? I've spoken about Bishop Oyedepo so many times, how the wife came out from the hospital and said the baby is dead in the womb. The doctor has confirmed it. They have tested everything. It's dead. And he said, never. Now give me something to eat. What's for supper? No discussion. Never is the best answer. Give me something to eat. What's for supper? What's for dinner now? How do you move from death to I need food and forget about what the doctor said? And to this day, alive, a child. What is happening? What is happening? I was called to the hospital. We went and did the scan, and I went back home. And as I sat in my house, I began to see Levi was in the womb at that time. And I began to see an umbilical cord tied around his neck. I said, no. I said to my wife, when did the doctor say this child is coming? So, no, this is the date. I said, no. The Lord is telling me right now, the angel of the Lord is standing by me right now and is telling me, amen, let's go back to the hospital.
Amen.
The child should come. He said he should come, not will come, should come before 22. If he comes on the 22nd, he will die. Went back to the hospital. Said, we are here to give birth. How do you tell anyone you are there to give birth? Do you understand when you say, check again, those deaths are wrong?
That's major.
Now just imagine what happened. As I saw his face, I even described his face. No scan here. I'm talking about spiritual scan. His face will look like this. He will look like this. But when he gets to be delivered, I'm seeing blue face. It's like blue.
Yeah.
What's very strange. Came out, umbilical cord tied around. And you could see blue. That means they even said, if we had not done this, if he had not come, he would have died. What causes people to leave? Now, watch this. Watch this. Now, young liver will jump around, move around. He doesn't know. He might not even understand how deep this is that he could not be on earth today.
That's right.
If there was no gate to see.
That's right.
Yay!
In this case, the gate happened to be the father.
Whoa.
So your father can actually be a gate.
Whoa.
Because your father is already a gate for you to move from the spiritual realm to this country of the living. I wish I could talk to you.
Amen.
Never ignore gates. Never. Never. When the whole world was wondering about the message of the kingdom, and they would talk about the kingdom of God. It took one man who had the keys to that revelation, Miles Monroe, to deliver it. One man. He was teaching all along and people were just watching and say, wow. It is when he hit that thing and showed people he understood this thing from this perspective and he showed the people. People said, Miles Monroe is a different guy. It's a different guy. Why? He exposed whose gate he was. And which gate he was. And who could walk through his gate and get the revelation. He exposed it. I wish you could understand that. I wish you could understand what I'm talking about. The Bible says it is because it is necessary for one man to die for the whole country. That's Gamaliel. So it's necessary for one man to die for the whole country than for the whole country to die. What was he recognizing? He was recognizing a gate.
Wow.
What about Peter? Flesh and blood is not told that unto me. What was he recognizing? A door. Have you recognized your door? The Magi's were looking for a star. They just didn't know the star was leading to the star.
Oh, come on.
So the star was their gate to go. And the real star was the destination for the star and for them. They should have recognized it and they did. Watch what the Bible says. If they had known who it was that they were crucifying, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If they had known the danger they got into it, they got into bamboo, kelene, and cracker to steer. So I keep people that God has given me. Watch this. I want to go to Daniel 4, verse number 7. So you see something very, very important. Malokuza engravena hankata. I'm about to finish. I'm just going to give you two mysteries, all right? Oh, Lankena Mahansi, Taliga. Then we'll go again. What to do in 2021. It's amazing. Yes.
It's a couple of comments here, sir. This one is from Amy C, who is saying, thank you for the revelation, sir. I am now geared up for 2021.
Amen.
We also have another comment that says, thank you for your teachings. You are really opening up my eyes.
Now here, I want you to go to the book of Daniel, chapter number 4. The book of Daniel, chapter number 4, verse number 7.
Then came in the magicians and astrologers.
Daniel 4, verse number 17, rather.
Verse number 17.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men.
Notice what it says here. It says, this matter is by the decree of the watchers.
Come on.
The mystery of gatekeepers.
Oh.
I explained gates, then I'm telling you gatekeepers. Gates can also be gatekeepers. But in this way, we are talking about spiritual beings. Not in the sense of men of God who are spiritual beings. No. I'm talking about spiritual beings that are sent here to watch. Notice what the Bible says. Watch this. I know you're not getting this. Oh, I wish you could get this. I wish you could get this. The Bible says it this way, that take care of these little ones, for they are angels. Are constantly before the Father. What does it mean? That means there are angels who are taking records of how you treat these young ones. You missed that. You missed that. Take care of these, for they are what? Their angels are always before the Father. Does it matter that their angels are before their Father? Yes, because what you do to them, they are reporting. Does it mean, say, God can't see it on his own? He can, but he has made it his own system. Somebody asked me, and I'm coming back to this. Somebody asked me, thinking this is a contradictory. He said something that is very funny. Said, if God could come and change God's mind, if Moses could come and change God's mind, then God is not omnipresent and omniscient. He's not all-powerful. He's not all-knowing. Because he needs a man to change him. He has no idea that the Bible is written from the perspective of what man sees and from the perspective of God. So it seems as if there is a contradiction when there is no contradiction. The only difference is how we see it and how God sees it. No, they didn't get it. So Moses thinks he changed God's mind. But God knew Moses would beg and I will forgive him. You didn't hear me now. So you have this side, Moses looking for forgiveness on behalf of the people. You have God on this side saying, I know in the next few minutes, Moses is coming to ask for forgiveness and I'll forgive him.
Come on.
And Moses will think he changed me. You're not hearing what I'm saying. So when you see it in the Bible, it appears as a contradiction.
Amen.
It's not a contradiction. In one passage, we write with the perspective of men towards God. In another passage, we write with the perspective of God towards men. You're not getting this. You're not getting this now. You're not getting this. You're not getting this. You're not getting this. All right. So this decision is announced by messengers, watchers, the holy ones who declare the verdict, so that the living, so the ones that he's mentioning are not the living. They are simply called the watchers. In other words, they are not carnal beings. They are not flesh beings. They are spiritual beings that are watching, write this, watching what we do, what we say. And when we say what we should not be saying, and we ask for forgiveness to God, that's all that matters. And they are watching. And they are watching. Watch this. Hear this. Are you here?
Yes.
That the living may know that the Most High is sovereign over all kingdoms on earth and gives them to anyone he wishes and sets them over the lowliest of people. In other words, what he's saying is these watchers are responsible for setting up the people. Eesh. It means there is a setup. That's why it says everyone in power has been given that power by God. You wonder what's happening. They are watchers. God is not a foolish investor.
Come on.
An investor invests in the future.
Right.
And most times I understand it's because of the actions of the past. But our God is not a respecter of persons, but a respecter of faith.
That's right.
So now watch this. So he says, so that the living may know that the Most High is sovereign, is king over all. The kingdoms on earth, and gives them to anyone he wishes. Not who wishes, he wishes. And sets over them the lowliest of people. Now watch this now. The most humble, these ones, are taken by God because of the watchers. They decreed the watchers. So God says, I want a person there, and God has angels that are watchers who just wait here to see what's happening. taking records. I call them observers. Spiritual observers. They're just observing. He did this today. He has not asked for forgiveness. He did this. Yeah, now he's right. He's moving right now. They are only taking records. I know you're missing it. You're missing it. You're missing it. Habakkuk 2, verse number 1 and 2. Watch this now. Watch this. I'm about to finish. The mystery of gets and the mystery of gatekeepers.
Wow.
We'll deal with other gets and other mysteries another day for 2021 in part 2, and we finish this part. Of what the angel said to me about what to do in 2021. I'm giving you things that will help you now.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Verse number 1.
Mm-hmm.
I will stand upon my watch.
Yes.
And set me upon the tower.
Yes.
And will watch to see what he will say unto me. And what I shall answer when I am reproved.
Now, the man is saying, I will be on top and watch. He is a get confirming that he is watching. A watcher who tells you. So there is a gatekeeper. Then there is a gate. And the watcher is telling you, I am here to hear what the watchers have said so that I can tell the people. So we see a working together and intertwining of the watchers and the gatekeepers and the gates. Downloading information from the watchers. We have recorded it. Who do you think writes the book of life? Just God writing like this or it writing on its own? God is a God of order. He has angels responsible for writing it. Do you know when you give, somebody's writing that? I know you missed that part. Because when I talk about giving, it's like, where is he going? I know you just missed that part. When you give, they write. When you promise to give, they write. And then they put another column, say, waiting.
Come on.
Now, here it is. Some people are like, no, it can't be true. Ecclesiastes 5, verse number 4. Ecclesiastes 5, verse number 4. Are you here, somebody?
Yes.
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm.
When thou vowest a vow unto God.
When you promise to give God something.
Defer not to pay it.
Make sure you pay it.
For he hath no pleasure in fools.
He doesn't play around with fools like you.
Pay which thou
You didn't hear me now. Oh, so the person who says I will give and doesn't give is a fool according to scripture.
Ooh, come on, that's right.
Let's read it again because some people are slow to read and then they're listening slow. And you're speaking fast.
When thou vowest a vow unto God.
When you make a promise that you will do something to God.
Defer not to pay it.
Don't take time. Look. Or don't then say, I'm no longer paying.
Mm-hmm. For he hath no pleasure in fools.
Anyone who says I'm giving and doesn't is a fool.
Right.
And God doesn't like those kind of fools who promise him something and don't do.
Pay that which thou hast vowed.
Give it.
Verse 5. Better it is that thou should not vow than thou should vow and not pay.
It's better to not even promise. Oh, you didn't hear me. Now, wait. See, when we have that verse, people are excited like, okay, so it's better that I don't vow. Why is it better for you not to vow? Hear it.
Verse number 6.
Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angel.
Don't say to the watchers.
That it was an error.
I did an error when I promised that I didn't give. Oh my God, you didn't get this. I don't know if you are hearing this. I don't know if you are getting this.
Yes,
read it again.
Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thine hands?
Let's go again.
All right. From verse number 4. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed.
Let's go.
Verse 5. Better is it that thou should not vow than thou should vow and not pay. Verse 6. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thine hands?
That means I promise him I'm going to do this for the ministry. I'm going to do this for Christianity. I'm going to do this for this town so that the name of Christ can be. It says, now, when you do such and then reverse it, the angel is hearing it. Never say to the angel, it was a mistake. You will be like, God, it is a mistake. God is saying, you are saying it to an angel. Then what does verse 7 say?
Verse 7. For in the multitude of dreams and many words, there are also diverse vanities.
So when you increase your promises, you will sin inside that. You promise something you can't do. Go verse 6 again. I want you to see it.
Verse 6. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thine hands? Verse 7, for in the multitude of dreams and many words, there are also diverse vanities, but fear thou God.
Now. So watch this now. Watch this. So we have Lengamon Krebe Klantos Theatos. We have a certain move, a certain ability, a certain wave, right this minute, a certain wave. Where the Spirit of the Lord is telling you, there are mysteries of gates, mysteries of gatekeepers, mysteries of watchers. People who watch. Angels whose duty is only to watch. That's all. Whose duty is only to watch. And they watch when you give. They watch when you walk. They watch when you enter. They watch when you go. They watch when you come. They watch how your honor gets and goes. So the other ones are looking at how your honor gets. The other ones are looking at how you honor God. The other ones are looking at how you honor God by looking, locating your gatekeepers. That's what the angel told me. Now you might have a certain kind of understanding where you say to yourself, what can I say on these things? So there are angels that are watching you everywhere. Brothers and sisters, you're being watched. I said you were being watched. One time, my mentor, Pastor Chris, was in a certain conference. Are you hearing me? I'm about to finish. He was in a certain conference, and as he began to minister, and he began to minister, we're almost an hour up, so in a few minutes. And he's ministering to God, rather, not at conference. He had not gone to the conference yet. He's ministering to God in his room, and then the Lord appeared to him, and he said, what I want to do tonight is I'm going to pat a kitten. And he patted a kitten, and he saw Peter, the apostles, the generals of old, sitting in the grandstands, watching the conference. Whoa. He said, tonight, Peter is watching you. Hey, whoa. Apostle Paul is watching the conference. Now, I don't know. I don't know how I'll be able to leave that room. Apostle Paul is watching. Phew. I remember I was going to one country, and I spoke to God. I said, Lord, be in that stadium before I get there. I need angels to inundate the whole location so that when I arrive, demons have already left. People who I would not have even prayed for would have already. Who sighed? Prophetic battle cry. And I saw the angel, one angel comes in and says, Lord, I can make it. I will go to the conference. And I'm just looking at the Lord. He said, I'm going to make it. He said, how many minutes are you going to be there? And it was a play because I remember a song that said something like that. And When I heard the song, I said, whoa. I thought the person was just singing a song. This is the exact thing that happened to me. Whoa. You know, when singers sing, you think they're just singing something that they wrote from their minds. I said, this is exactly the thing that happened to me. I'm looking at angels. What? How many minutes can I do? I said, how many minutes can you do? Somebody gave some minutes. Another angel came in and said, no. God said, that's too late. Another one came, said, that's too late. Another one came, said, that's too late. Then one came, an archangel, said, I can make it in half of the minutes to be in that location. He said, that will be too late. And the angel left to go and he turned around. He said, sir, when I say here, I'm talking about the language of awe is very difficult for you to put in human language. Like, for example, in China and Asian countries, there is no word for crisis. They don't have vocabulary for crisis. It's not there. The word for crisis is opportunity. That's why you see Chinese, when they get into financial problems, you find them, they have filled the whole place in Africa. Why? They see it as an opportunity to go in out to Africa. They don't see it as, oh, there is a problem here. Oh, trouble. No. They think, okay, this has no resources. There is a resource. So they see it outside immediately when they find a crisis. So crisis comes, they see something outside. So they don't think like, oh my God, we are in trouble. No. They are already thinking, if this leg's here, that means I can supply here now. Oh, wow, wow, wow. I can supply bread since this leg's here. Now we'll be crying. Oh my God, no bread. No, these ones are like, Africa has bread, so I can supply my country. They're not seeing it as a problem. They're seeing it as a business opportunity. So they never... Chinese language has got increases in vocabulary every day. It is one of the most of alphabet. Their alphabet has got more numbers than most alphabets because they edit every time because it's a drawing. If you see a person walking, it is actually like a person walking. So whatever you decide is new, they will add it to their vocabulary. Now just imagine, they still have not created the word for crisis. The next opportunity one is opportunity. Why? It's the way they think. So he turned around and said, sir, not sir, okay? It simply means there is no way to describe how he honored the Lord. And he said, why can't you be there, sir? We have failed, you can be there. He said, I'm already there.
Amen.
Now imagine I'm seeing that in a vision and I'm going to a stadium where God already is. Then that's when he gave me the revelation, I've never been anywhere I wasn't before I got there.
Come on.
He didn't hear me. God has never been anywhere he wasn't before he got there.
Come on.
Listen to this. God has never been anywhere he wasn't before he got there. Never been. I don't know if you're getting this.
Yes, sir.
So when you see God, he's never been anywhere he wasn't before he got there.
Hey, come on.
Never. It doesn't happen. Has never happened. It will never happen. He's never been anywhere he wasn't. Understand. So I come from here. I remember I got a letter from one of the pastors. I think it was called Pastor Daniel at that time. One white man in London. He said, you are invited to Prophet T.B. Joshua's place. I was young, just a young boy. And I was on TV already. You know, I started going on TV when we were 37 in church.
That's right.
And I was the one filming, and I was the one editing, and the one sending to them.
Hey.
I went, I think, for three hours just training to edit.
Hey.
Because I was tired of paying £300 for every program. And there I'm paying maybe 100 and something for rentals every week. And I'm bringing in little than that per week. And I'm thinking, my God, I need to train to do this myself. Yeah. So I would set up the computers and the cameras in locations. This one there, this one there. And it's like I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, my God, I'm going to film this thing. And I set them in a nice way. That I don't need people on the computer, on the cameras. And then I'll leave the place, do all the filming and do all the edits, and then send it there and play it on TV. And then put my own number and write, call Prophet Angel Secretary.
Hey! Hey.
And,
let's go, Major.
And they would call, and I'll answer as my own secretary. The prophet is not around right now, but we can pray for you, you know. And my wife would answer as the other secretary. And we'll talk, and people would be praising the prophet, like, oh, we will tell him. And we started getting a lot of visitors. They come, oh, I spoke to your secretary. I'm like, oh, he's not here today. Now, just imagine, we were everything. Then the PA system was managed by my wife.
Hey.
We knew we were guests to somebody.
That's right.
We knew. Listen, if all the people we have prophesied to, all the people around the world we have prophesied to, all the people we've prophesied to, if all the people we've prophesied to around the whole world, if all the people we've prophesied to, watch this, if all the people we've prophesied to, hear this, if all the people we've prophesied to had not been prophesied to, how many people would have died? People we have told, don't go here, there is an accident.
Amen.
We know this because there are some who never listened.
Amen.
And it happened.
Right.
I remember ministering, and this is something you will not want to hear. I remember ministering in Zimbabwe, and I turned around and I told a man, go and divorce your wife. I'm ministering to one person, and I just tell this person to go and divorce the wife. I'm like, God, you hate divorce, honestly. I said, what? I just turned around and said, go and divorce your wife. And I don't know the other words I need to say next. I turned around, I'm like, go divorce your wife. Everyone in the hall said, oh, ooh. Oh my God. Whoa. And watch this. From there, I said, tell him, your wife will come from South Africa. Don't stay with her. I said, huh? Say, your wife is coming from South Africa. Yeah, she's South Africa, man of God. Don't even go and stay with her. Because after a few months, when I come back the following year, you would be dead if you do it. Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Okay, sir. No problem. I left for UK. Went back. I was getting calls. Said, what happened to the people I prophesied to? This one, this happened, this happened, this one. But this one you prophesied to. This is what happened. What happened? The man is dead. I'm like, huh? What took place? It's a scandal. Right now, the man has been left. His dead body was left in the room, in the house, for days by the wife. What happened? He contracted AIDS. From who? From the wife. When she came from South Africa. You mean the wife I told you not to go? Said, yes, sir. How in 1 year is he contracting a disease and dying? How? Was his immune compromised? I don't know. All I did was I was a get. Somebody failed to enter through. Somebody refused to enter. Somebody refused. I ministered for Prophet Cobus. And Prophet Cobus had invited ministers in America to come and minister. And when I began to minister, the ministers were so gracious. They saw me doing prophecies. And they went to Prophet Cobus and said, like, we're supposed to minister with this guy on the poster, but we can't. Because our duty is prophecy, but this guy's prophecy is sharper than ours. We would rather sit down and watch him prophesy. So we learn.
Wow.
I said, what? Listen, I'm talking about I am featured on the same poster with the generals. And the general said, no, we'll sit down.
Hey, come on.
But watch this. Some people, why would you go there? I didn't have a problem with Prophet Cobus. I didn't have a problem at all. All right? And you know you can have differences with somebody. All right, but it doesn't need to get to enmity.
That's right.
When something goes wrong, ask for forgiveness, move on.
That's right.
If they don't take your forgiveness, what can you do? You can only do it and keep on doing it. Now watch this. I had problems that I would say maybe doctrinal difference with Prophet Cobus that I didn't even know. Some of them I then came to the knowledge later on and said, he was really correct on this thing. I didn't even know that he was correct, but I was opposing him. You have to come out and like, the guy had a certain revelation that I didn't know. Now, watch this now. Watch this. But while I was there, where some men of God had said, don't go. I meet these generals, I prophesy to them, they watch me prophesy, and then they went back to America. When they went back to America, one of them went to the great general of God, Dr. Roddy Howard Brown, and said, there is a young man. I want you to watch him. What does he do? Look. Boom. The guy is seeing me prophesy. And that now, this, Dr. Roddy Howard Brown is in the who of Christianity. He literally introduced things that you in Africa and America and Southern Africa and Asia, Australasia are following now. South America, the whole world is doing right now without knowing it was introduced by Dr. Roddy Howard Brown. Wow. And now he's the man watching me on video as I demonstrate the power of God. It didn't take a few weeks. It didn't take a month or two. The guy had said, there's somebody here that I spoke to you about. I said, who? Said, Dr. Rodin. I said, oh, Dr. Rodin, we follow Dr. Rodin. For if I can only talk to him and just say hi, that's all. And I cut the phone. Next thing was Dr. Rodin Howard's thing. Come to America. I want you to rest. Because God is telling me, if you're not careful, they will manipulate your gift so that they can use it to their advantage. You still have a pure gift, but people will be trying to control you. I said, I need to rest. I've suffered a lot. I've suffered persecution and stuff like that. I just need to go and rest. So I took my wife and my family. And look, we got to Disney. He did everything for us. When we got to America, did everything for us. Now watch this. That same meeting I had with him spread like wildfire. People are watching me live on his TV in America. Ministers and ministers and ministers and ministers. Before you know it, they're now inviting me here and inviting me here, inviting me here. One get. But notice, the get that opened the doors is Dr. Roddy Howard in America. Watch this now. But the get that opened to Dr. Roddy Howard Brown respected me and said, your prophetic is chapa. That means in the prophetic, he was lower than me according to his own measurement. I could have ignored him. I could have said, no, I don't want to talk to you. You are too low. No. I took him as my gate. And he opened a gate to one man. So a gate can lead to another gate. Amen. And watch this. While I'm honoring this man of God, what is taking place? People are moving around. I remember in Zimbabwe, people would meet and kneel down because that's our culture. And the Bible says it anyway. And I was just moving around. And I remember I'm facing the other direction. And Bishop Tudor Bismarck is standing there. And somebody, he taps me on the back like this at the HIC. I see him. I fall to my knees immediately. And I stood up. And people were asking me, you also kneel? I'm like, the issue is, why shouldn't I kneel? This is a general.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Somebody God has used.
Yes, sir.
It's like you can't beat his experience and you can't beat what he has been used to do for the years. So you honor that get. To you, it might not be your get. This might not be your spiritual father. But it still is a get to somewhere. I don't know if you're getting this. Are you getting this now? I feel you're getting this. So you have to understand, and I want to get you. I feel like I should give you next week or another week because I'm feeling like, you know, we are really, really moving. And I want to pray for you right this minute. Mankuba gele, len kraga gata, stobunda, len juta brangta guskiata. Ah, yes, 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 yes. Father, make them see gates. In the name of Jesus, make them recognize gatekeepers. Make them recognize that there are watchers around, taking a record. In the name of Jesus, let their mouth confess the right thing. Lenguba ketu jalen grekada, monkoba glera tasuti epela, paronogusa pae katakta, kirnagula mahanga, zejuma ankrege desta. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. 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 You see, I'm telling you, you can be sitting like this. Like, I was just sitting today, and I saw this Zimbabwean businessman, and I was saying, God, what is happening? I said, pray for this one. is about to open a door that of no return. Businessman. And began to minister, just praying and praying and praying, just young. Somebody with experience, somebody who has been to countries like Britain. It's just amazing how God will say, stand now, close the door for death. And you can try. You close, but it depends. These things are very funny. You can be shown a gate to close, but then what do you do? At the same point, I began to see Hollywood like I've seen a few years back, and I saw again the lion roaring in Hollywood, just moving street by street. And I'm talking about people that were of high stature in this profession. Singers in Hollywood, actors, just dropping. Since the time for harvest is now. Not harvest of souls in the sense of dead people, but in the sense of souls of people in the sense of born-again Christians. And the time that I winged it, this type of living is over. That's what he said. But just imagine I'm moving from Hollywood to Zimbabwe at the same time like that. Like you're traveling like this and you're thinking, what's taking place? What's taking place? Listen to me. God is about to do something. Is about to move things around. A shift is about to take place. But there is a mystery of doors, right? Then there is a mystery of gatekeepers, which is the mystery also. And the mystery also, third, of watchers. Then the fourth one is the mystery of prayer. And I'm about to finish. The book of Luke, chapter number 5, verse number 27, says it this way. After these things, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax office. He said unto him, follow me. Luke 5:17 then says, now it happened on a certain day as he was teaching that there was the Pharisees and the teachers of the law sitting by who had come out. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
are you hearing me?
Yes,
who had come out. Who had come out. Watch this. Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. When Jesus prayed, the presence came. But when we talk about the presence coming, we are talking about the presence manifesting, because the presence, we are already born in the presence. You don't seek for the presence. It's already here. And two, Jesus prayed 12 hours to choose 12 disciples. It seems as if he prayed for 1 hour for each disciple. 1 hour per disciple. He had 12 disciples, but he prayed for 12 hours to choose disciples. How often do you pray? Let me just explain to you right now on this mystery of prayer that everything you are involved in right now, you paid for it. You say, what about my father who passed away? Yes, there are things he did with his own money that fast-tracked his death or slowed his death until his death. He didn't get that. See, you can get to an aeroplane, to an airport, and you are missing your flight. You're about to miss your flight. And you run. You get in. And the flight, after 2 hours, falls to the ground. What happened? You were rushing to your death. So you paid a ticket. No, you didn't pay a ticket. You worked for the money, saved in order to buy a ticket that you get onto a plane that you die in. So who killed who? God? No, you paid for your death. You spent a whole year working to buy a car and get involved in the same car. And in the accident with the same car. What is happening? You died. You paid for your death.
This is deep.
He was on holiday and he just slipped like this and fell from a rock and he died. What happened? What killed him? His own money. It's not the rock. He paid to go on holiday. He worked for the money, for holiday money. All this time he was feeding himself in restaurants. He was eating his last supper with his own money. So he could go to a holiday that will kill him with his own money. Everyone who dies is dying after paying for their death.
I know you're not hearing me. Have you ever got into a flight and you just missed your flight? Whew, I missed my flight. Oh, my God. God, you should have told me. 2-3 hours later, that flight you wanted to be on has crashed. What? So I missed my own death. Yes.
Come on.
But how do we correct this? You correct it by prayer, by becoming sensitive in the prayer. Even if it happens to me, many things have taken place happening around me. That I would say it is because I left my focus and went a few sideways. Some of it is because I heard someone say. Some of the people I got angry with is because I heard somebody was saying they did this to me. And I looked at the evidence, circumstantial evidence, and I said, oh, that might be true. Really true. Yeah, I was trying to do this to me. Guess what? And I defend myself when nobody's fighting me. It happens. It's just what life is. But who is it? Whose fault is it? Yours. So watch this. Prayer builds character. If you hear something and you're default is prayer. You will come out of that place saying, it's okay. It's okay. Let's move on. Okay. It's all right. I don't think it's true. Then I move on. I don't even understand. The Bible says, believe the best in everything, in everyone. But it's not talking to everyone. It's talking about those who are in prayer. Watch this now. Are you here?
Sure.
So, Luke 9:28 says, now it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings that he took Peter, John, and James and went up on a mountain to pray. It took prayer for the transfiguration to take place. I know what you do. You read the transfiguration and it shone around everything, and the transfigura, as they call it, took place. And you're excited to preach about it, but you don't know. It was because of prayer that it even happened. Ah, you didn't hear me. Are you here?
Sure.
Luke 11, verse number 1. Now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he seized that one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us how to pray, as John taught his disciples. He prayed until the disciples desired to pray. Desired to pray. Imagine when you pray so much that the disciples are like, can you teach us this thing? They had seen him walk on water. They never said, can you teach us the walk on water lesson? No. They had seen him raise the dead. Not one came to say, hey, sir, can you teach us how to raise the dead? Do we shake the hand? Do we shake the leg? No. They had seen him walk on water. They said, hey, I know it looks like concrete, sir. How do we turn it into concrete so we walk? No, they said, no. We know what's happening. Every time before he does this big thing, he's behind that rock.
Amen.
They said, sir, teach us how to pray. You are not getting this. But I want you to see something that you have not seen before. If they say, teach us how to pray, to pray, as John taught his disciples, they had seen John's disciples performing, say, a few small. They said, if John's disciples can perform small like this, our master, who is bigger than John, if he teaches us his own way of prayer, we will be... You're getting this now. That's the mystery of prayer. When you get a hold of the mystery of prayer, you become invincible. Mando zila ankriva kandos tayaka. Perna kulia palos. Now, Acts 1:13. I want to show you something. Which is very, very amazing. In the book of Acts. I want to take you through Acts. And Acts 1:13. Here is what it says. When they had entered. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Are you flowing with me?
Yes, sir.
When they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying, Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. They continued to pray to hear revelation. They prayed. Are you hearing this?
Yes, sir.
In Acts 1, they prayed until the Holy Ghost fell. Oh, I know. I know what you'd like. You think Acts 2, then the Holy Ghost came. Then there was Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came. No. God said, go and wait until you receive. But they knew there was no receiving until prayer is done.
Wow. Come on.
They knew we are going to get it in chapter 2, but we start now.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
But God promised me a car, and you are sitting at home. All right. Keep doing it. It's coming, that car. But God promised me a marriage. He said I was going to get a very nice brother. Relax now. Keep doing it. Continue. No, they prayed. I repeat, when they had handed, they went up into the upper room where they were staying. They stayed there. Oh, my God, you didn't hear me.
Whoa.
Since they were staying in the place where the Holy Ghost fell.
Whoa.
They waited. They're just waiting. He will come here, but we know we can't wait. We just pray.
Amen.
In other words, the Pentecost was already there. People were already there.
Mm-hmm.
But they were praying. They didn't receive it like 2 seconds into it, into the Pentecost. No, they were staying there. Oh, mando sakira. Fendi gagando. Siri gibangalongre. Kabelendosa. Lomangabo ke. Namrokida bahangas. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Ah. It's amazing. Everyone around the world who is watching right this minute, listen. It's important to understand the mystery of gates, the mystery of gatekeepers, the mystery of watchers, and the mystery of prayer. And continue to pray. They continue to pray. They continue to pray. Acts 3, 1. Now from chapter 2, they received the what? The Holy Ghost. Let's read Acts 3, 1 and 2. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they had laid daily in the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask for alms. And I ministered about that. From those who entered the temple. Oh, Gamandes Tigade. So they were so prayerful that they were already on their way for prayer. On their way to prayer. Now, it says, now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer. It was at the hour, not to go and pray. It was at the hour. They were already praying, going there. Praying, going there. At the hour of prayer. They were going to do more prayers there. And they see a man and prayed. All you see is survive and God, if I none, in the name of Jesus, what I have given to you. No, you forget prayer. It even tells you in the ninth hour, the time of prayer, they saw a man crippled. I know you are not getting this, but you get it. The mystery of prayer. Acts chapter number 4. We move from chapter number 3. Let's go to Acts number 4. And they prayed. The place they were assembled together was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and God spoke the word of God with boldness. They shook the place with prayer. Prayer could shake the place. In the days of Smith Wigglesworth. In the days of Smith Wigglesworth, he would pray in a room. Now watch this. He would pray in a room until people would run out of the church. Run out and wait and look for the towards the church like this. And smoke would be rising.
Come on.
You know, when you get to a point where you are sinful and prayer is done, and you know it's dangerous for me to stay here. And you go out of the church to watch your pastor inside the church. One time Pastor Chris was ministering and smoke came out. From smoke, like smoke cloud. One time I was praying in Manchester, and my wife trying to enter the same room. It was like there was a rubber, couldn't get through. It was so tense, you could slice the atmosphere into pieces and grab it like this, tangible. The door is open and you can't enter. When the spiritual materializes into the natural by prayer. I don't know if you're getting this.
Yes,
it says, and they had prayed. The place they were in assembled together was shaken. Was shaken by what? By the Holy Ghost. No, by prayer. And then they were filled with the Holy Ghost. We move from chapter number 4, we go to chapter number 6. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer, to the ministry of the word. Listen, said we will give ourselves continually to prayer. They made prayer a business.
Wow.
They said we excuse ourselves from giving, waiting at tables, and give ourselves to prayer. Let it become our business, our conglomerate, our corporation of prayer. Prayer Corporation. Prayer Inc.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Then chapter number 7. They knelt down and cried out. Chapter number 7, verse number 60. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not charge them with this sin." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. I don't know if you understand. The church was not praying. They were having a problem in chapter number 6. They realized they were waiting at tables. I know you're not hearing me. You're missing it. They were waiting at tables. They said, no, something is wrong. We need to make prayer our business. What we are doing here is too fleshy carnal. It's okay for church to feed the poor, but we should give ourselves to prayer. That means they were not given to prayer. Chapter number 6, their mistake or failure to recognize a prayer as a mystery got Stephen to die in chapter 7. Nah, you didn't get this now. You didn't get this. That the person who is dying is the person praying. And when they did not pray, the Bible says, and Jesus stood. Stephen said, I see the Son of Man standing. Jesus is standing because the church failed to stand. But he has given the power to the church.
Amen.
So he can't do nothing but receive his servant. Chapter number 8, who when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. They went back to prayer now as a business. And because of their prayer life, God entrusted them with distribution of the Holy Ghost. Now watch this. Chapter number 10 from 8, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment, a devout man, one who feared God. He was not a Christian. He was not even Jewish. He was a centurion, a Roman one. Okay, so he couldn't be accepted in Judaism. I don't know if you understand here. Who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always. The guy was not in any religion. But recognized their God. Cornelius prayed and saw a vision. So a vision that the angel, the whole system of heaven rather, was shaken, and God is in front and he sees a vision of a protrusion that obstructed his view, and he said, something is happening in front of me. There is somebody disturbing my view. My angels, I can't see them clearly because there is a memorial going before me. And I said, sir, there is a guy who is not allowed in Judaism, and since Christianity has not started yet, he's the guy who has been praying continually. God said, make that one the first Christian. In Italian.
Yeah.
Acts 12. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered. The church was clever now. They realized Peter is in jail. Stephen was arrested, and Stephen was stoned. Now Peter is arrested. What do we do? Therefore, he was kept in prison, Peter, and they went for constant prayer, offered it to God for him by the church. The church prayed against the execution of Peter, and it happened. Prayer is a mystery. When you understand the mystery, the angel said, these four mysteries, the mystery of gates, the mystery of gatekeepers, the mystery of watchers, and the mystery of prayer. If these four, you get them. Because prayer can only come from the word. Because prayer is prosuche. Means what you put inside is what comes out. You can't pray what you have not read. You can't pray what you have not put inside. So people say, I prayed, it's not working. No, it has to be according to the will of God. And the will of God is the word of God. So wherever you are right this minute, I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, what to do in 2021? Make them recognize gates and doors. Make them recognize gets and does. Balondisi gajata. Make them recognize gatekeepers. Make them recognize they are watchers. So whatever vow they give to God to do for the kingdom, to read the word, to walk in love, that they keep it. And above all, make them be given to the mystery of prayer, that they are in constant communication with you. And since prayer needs the word, let the word be the standard for their lives. In the name of Jesus, this 2021, for us to surmount the mountains, to put the mountains flat, to make them flat before us, these four mysteries have to be in them. In the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone right now. I pray for everyone right now. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God will beautify your life. In the name of Jesus. God will increase your level. In the name of Jesus. God will show you success. In the name of Jesus. You are increasing and not failing. Mankuba lenge. Ruk tagala sadavan. Mom prida galukuyosta. In the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that this year you are different.
Amen.
That this very year you will kill every giant.
Amen.
This very year you will slay every demonic entity. This very year you will prepare to meet your God. You will prepare for this rapture. In this year, in the name of Jesus, you will prepare to work for the kingdom, to work for the house of God, to give to the house of God, to supply resources. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This very year, you will live a life that is spiritual. You will live the God kind of life. You have the God kind of faith. When you speak, it's as though God has spoken. When you speak, it's as though faith alone, liquid as it is, has come to the surface. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray for your finances to be healed. I pray for every sickness from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Be thou made whole. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.